Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We can work it out. The iconic Abbey Road Studios, made famous by the Beatles, is up for sale. The EMI Music Group is looking for bidders on the London property. The studios was built in 1929. Whoever buys it owns the Abbey Road brand. Why do they want to sell a landmark? We have that question for James Whittington from the BBC Business Unit. James, why is this up for sale?
Well, hi, Celeste. It's reported to be up for sale. The reason is that EMI needs cash fast. Guy Hans, who runs his private equity company, which owns EMI, is in dispute with Citigroup over a massive loan which was used to purchase the record company in 2007. Now, Guy Hans bought EMI for over $6 billion in 2007. He's since said that the company is worth about half of that. He's suing Citigroup in New York for what he says is allegedly lying about the true nature of EMI's finances. And against that background, EMI needs to raise nearly $200 million to meet some of the obligations under the Citigroup loan agreement. So it's quite likely that the Abbey Road recording studio could be put up for sale to try and raise some cash.
Well, they're putting their feelers out there now to see if anyone's interested, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, James Whittington from the BBC Business Unit, thanks so much. We're now joined by Bill Harry, who's a college friend of John Lennon, a friend of all of the Beatles, and he has fond memories of the Abbey Road studio. Bill, what is your reaction to the idea that the Abbey Road studios might be going up at auction?
Well, I feel like the musical landscape that I lived through is being sort of demolished. Like the art college John and I went to, that's been turned into flats. The cabin was turned, you know, it was knocked down to make way for a vent for an underground railway. Now, as long as they don't turn Abbey Road Studios into flats, which seems to be happening with everything in Britain, and because Abbey Road at the moment, it's not just the Beatles. This year, it's been nominated as Studio of the Year in Music Week. Its products are in the Golden Globes, BAFTA Awards, the 52nd Grammy Awards, at the BBC Music Magazine. It's got three rewards for Abbey Road products. It's an amazing studio, a living studio, apart from the iconic image. And it depends on what they're going to do with it, whoever buys it.
Well, you're okay as long as it stays a studio. Do you think any of these surviving Beatles would be interested in purchasing it?
Well, sort of, I doubt it, because like the whole of the sort of banking system, you know, the Beatles company, sort of Apple, is now sort of run by people who are financiers, you know, like the bankers. I mean, everything now seems to be interested in money, not the sort of intrinsic value of anything these days.
Well, I would imagine if Paul McCartney said, hey, go buy the Abbey Road Studios for me, nobody would say no.
Right.
No, and he's got the money to buy it as well.
That's right. Bill Harry was his college friend of John Lennon. He lives in London. Bill was actually went to the Abbey Road Studios several times. He was part of the anniversary where 1,000 people recreated the crossing on the crosswalk in front of the Abbey Road Studios. Thanks so much.